Boom! Here we are.
That was a great song. Good choice there, Phil.
Thanks, Phil.
Thanks, Phil.
Good job.
Hey. Hey, who's this with us today?
What's his name?
Everyone, welcome to Canada Think Podcast number
73.
73. This is your host, Chris Almeida. With me today are Jude and Kaylin.
How you doing?
Hey.
What's up?
So, what have you been playing?
I'm playing some hat game. We get hats.
Jude, what have you been playing? That's a good game, Jude. We don't have a topic list.
I know.
My stomach hurts.
Releases, what came out?
Hey. Chris is here.
Batman came out.
Hey, Chris.
No, it didn't. Hi.
Hey.
What have you been up to, Chris?
Yeah.
How's the juice business?
It's all right. I work at Booster Juice now. Is that an American thing?
Probably.
It's a thing where they make smoothies, and like people are all like assholes about it because like everyone that works out is so like, I want the high protein what? One, so my protein physical right. shape and the steroids are they don't do anything for my body, but Booster Juice high protein that does stuff.
Are you near a gym?
Good life. I think it's like a floor above or something.
Yeah. So they all go there to replenish themselves. Can you? Do people just buy juice? Like, I want a glass of orange juice.
Yeah, but we fucking hate you.
Why?
Cause
is that like getting water at a restaurant?
No. It's like, alright, so you do the juice to make the smoothie. It's easy. You press the thing, comes out of the juice, and you put the fruits in, and you put the sorbet, you put ice, yogurt, mix, good. Done. There you go. Enjoy. Juice, you gotta go to the juicer. First, you gotta put water in it to clean it out. And then you gotta put in one carrot, one carrot, one carrot, one celery, over and over. Then you gotta turn it off, and then you gotta serve it. But then if you don't get enough, you have to turn it on again, then you gotta put in another carrot. And then once you turn it off officially, you have to wait for it to stop spinning, and then you have to open it, and you have to clean it, because if it gets too full, then it's not good.
Wow.
Yeah.
I'm gonna order a juice when I go.
Yeah, good luck with that.
I want just apple juice.
Let's see how it goes.
I wanna see you make my apple juice.
Alright, go ahead. See what happens.
Just gonna stand there all day.
Have to go to the farm and pick apple an juice. Apple.
Another apple juice.
I wouldn't do that.
No, like, if it's a single juice, that's fine. Like, we have this thing called the Green Hornet, where it's like parsley, spinach, celery, and carrots, and it's just like, dude, I don't want to do all that.
I understand. When I make juice at home, I don't want to do that.
Yeah.
Have you tried all the juices?
Any? Do you get them for free?
Technically, we get like one for free.
Like per shift or something?
Yeah.
Oh.
But like, whatever. The guy doesn't fucking listen to this. we just make whatever when the guy's not there, when the manager's not there. But he's super cool. He's like cool about it. Like we drink right on camera and he doesn't really complain about it. So, yeah. And a lot of times if you make extra, you're supposed to give the sample out in the cup thing.
Yeah.
But we just drink it. That's how I figured like out how a lot of this stuff tastes. Yeah. I haven't tried everything though, but
what's the best so far?
I really like the Sonic Soy.
What's in that?
It's a soy milk and then strawberry sorbet and then strawberries and blueberries.
Cool.
That sounds good. Except for the soy milk.
There's no like normal milk. It's like skim milk and soy milk.
Oh,
and
really?
Soy chocolate milk.
Because
we're all healthy about in Booster Juice.
Well, juice is like all sugary anyways.
But like this is like that's only because it's natural. That like that juice has sugar in it. We don't add any preservatives in it. It's all 100% natural. It's like we're not gonna throw in steak fat into your juice.
Steak fat. I want steak juice when I go there.
So you have to ask at the bakery, you know, you gotta make sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. Alright.
All right, so I'm done with my part, right? I can leave?
Yeah.
All right.
Thank you,
bye.
Guys.
Yep. See you guys. Have fun on the podcast.
All right, I'm going to now, Derek.
Okay, bye.
Okay, bye.
Okay, I'm going to go to sleep now. No, I'm going to sleep here. I think.
Am Why I? Are you talking to yourself?
What are you doing here?
I'm trying to sleep.
You open the door and you're like, no, I'm going to sleep here. And you close
it. What am I? I didn't get that far.
Me neither.
You're not thinking fourth dimensionally.
I know.
That's what theater people do.
We just had a lot of fun acting.
Hey,
new releases.
Releases. Well, okay, I'm going to let you in on a secret here.
Okay.
Last time when we talked about Delivery, it actually hadn't come out yet.
Yep.
I said, let's talk about it just so it'll force me to get it out by the time the podcast comes out. And it did. But we can talk about it for real now since we actually know what the final one looks like.
Yep.
Yeah. So I liked it.
I liked it too.
I think we said more last time. Chris, what did you think?
I saw it was 7 minutes. I was like, I'm not going to watch this.
Oh, you didn't watch it?
I clicked through it. But it was 7 minutes of silence.
Was it 7 minutes?
It was like 6 minutes.
6:30.
Was it?
6:38.
I don't think so.
That's funny. When I think about it, I'm like, wow, what took up all that time?
Nothing. This is one of those videos where we've done it a lot before. It's the same joke over and over.
Hmm.
And somehow...
But there's talking in it, so it's more funny.
Yeah, yeah.
Because there's different ways to communicate the joke, but here it's just kind of like...
Well, we had him sneezing, and we had him throw it in the garbage like 50 times, and we had Prince.
Well, I wouldn't know, because I didn't see it.
Oh, okay.
I'm sorry.
Okay, talk about your Prince cover. I mean, the Prince song.
Well, yeah. That was like nothing.
You decide to do that?
I was going to do that a long time ago. And then
for like
I had
a completely different project, like your own pet project?
No, for this one.
Phil's Prince Covers.
.com.
No. And yeah, just the last two pieces of music in there, I just
send in requests like at requests at Phil's Prince Covers. He'll try to cover anything in Prince's rendition of it.
What's the next Prince cover?
That's the only Prince song I know.
No.
No, you just
got Batman song.
You just gotta sing a song that how Prince would sing
as
it.
As if it was Prince, yeah.
Oh, okay.
So next one should be just words.
Just words. I don't know.
That's pretty good.
I don't know.
I would buy that.
I stuck my head in the closet to sing that because I don't want anyone to hear me. That's why it sounds like I'm whispering a bit.
Yeah, but that makes it sound more like Prince because it's like all seductive.
Yeah, that was pretty easy to do.
Cool.
And
anything else you want to add? Like anything you want to talk about that we didn't get to talk about last time since it wasn't done?
How about the fact that like that Derek never did any of the music until like.
Oh yeah.
I didn't do anything.
Finally, I was like, hey, where's the music? Or where's the Derek was supposed to even do
the make
dialogue.
The talk apart.
Yeah.
I think I did it in the car when you were like, oh, can you do it? Can you do it? I was like, okay, let's do this part. And I said it. And you were like, yeah, record that. And then I didn't do it.
Yeah, so I did that too.
I feel bad, but Phil did.
It was all me.
So there you go, Phil. Good job.
Yeah. Well, there wasn't really any like stories to tell from doing this video. It was just, we just did it. That was
it. All right then.
Yeah, it's art.
It's art.
It speaks for itself, you know?
That's why it doesn't speak on its own.
Interesting.
It needs people like you to comment on it.
Yeah. Someone said it was like a Pixar short?
Oh, because there's no talking.
Ah.
Yo, Mr. Bean has no talking.
Yeah, but Pixar's short.
Yes. Mr. Bean's pretty short. Mr. Bean segments are shorter than this.
Yeah, but it went on longer, the series.
That's true. And he had two movies.
Did he really?
Yeah.
He had the Hollywood movie and then the English movie.
I never saw the English movie.
It was Mr. Bean's Vacation. He goes to France to the Cannes Film Festival, I think, or Sundance or something like that.
Did you watch that?
Yeah, I borrowed it from you, I think.
I have it?
I think it was like a bootleg.
Oh, okay. Probably one of those Chinese ones.
Yeah.
Oh, silly Chinese.
Yeah. Did you enjoy it?
Yeah, it was pretty good, because it was just like classic Mr. Bean.
Oh, okay.
So that was releases.
What else we got?
We just...
Emails.
Can...
We don't have any. I don't think so, at least. I haven't checked.
That's okay.
What's your password for...
My password?
Yeah, for your internet.
Oh, he's gonna check us if we have emails.
M.
Bison.
A. Bison.
My bison?
X bison. I.
No, I'm not gonna do it. What? I'm not doing it. Keep going. What's going on? Hey, welcome to the Cat Nothing Podcast, number 73.
Let me punch it
Chris Almeida here. I'm taking over the podcast because I'm here and I don't really know what to do. So, here's some things that have come out for the Cat Nothing. What came out?
The podcast came out.
The podcast came out last month.
Delivery came out. I didn't really see all of it, but I guess it's good because, you know, whatever. And, yeah, and then there's that. The podcast. So here's a funny thing about that thing. I couldn't watch either at the same time because my computer's really crappy. So, like, I play one and the Flash player goes, but then I have to play the other one. If I stop it, the other one, it, like, takes a long time for it to load because there's another video playing and I can't really scroll well and my computer really sucks. So I need a new computer. Anyways, that's going to do it for Chris and the podcast.
Moral of the story is I need a new computer.
Wait, I think I already come connected, no?
I need a new computer, too.
No, you don't. You shut up.
I need a better one.
Give yours to Chris.
I need a computer more than you do.
Maybe.
I need a laptop. Debatable. That's the difference. I need a laptop.
I don't want a laptop. I want a big boy desktop.
Big boy.
Big boy. So, we just filmed something. Chris is here because he wrote us two skits. Would you call them skits?
I like to call them events.
Chris wrote us two events.
Interactive events.
And we filmed the first of the two today, which we're calling, what is it
IRL?
Called? IRL. Vid Games or something?
Vidya Games.
IRL Vidya Games.
That was Chris's idea. He pitched it to us. So love the name.
Like 10 minutes ago, he said that.
Yeah, literally.
And, yeah, it's just a short thing. Might be, like, less than a minute.
But it took how long to film?
I don't know, an hour? Hey, that's the way these things go.
It's because we work very hard and slow.
And we like to dick around.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, well, Derek says things funny, and then everybody laughs. So...
If only they were like that in real life, guys.
I know.
Yeah, I know. yeah, I think it's good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So when's that coming out, Phil?
I don't know, next week?
Tomorrow? Cool.
I don't know, depends. When would this podcast come out? Maybe I can beat it.
I'll probably have to finish it by the weekend.
All right.
So tomorrow.
Oh, yeah. This is the weekend. Oh, Sunday. Yeah.
Man, it's late.
I know. Are we almost done? 12:42 now. Okay, what else we got?
Well, what else do you have to say about the events, the Chris events?
Chris? Where did this idea come from?
I pitched it to some other guy. When I left the Cat of Nothing, I was like, dude, I'm going to make my own. It's going to be 10 times better because I'm not going to be restricted to like PG-13. I'm going to have like tits and ass and it's going to be rape. It's going to be great. And then I pitched it to some guy I know, and he's like, yeah, let's do it. And then I don't know what happened to him.
Oh.
No, I know what happened to him, but we don't really talk.
Was it Cameron?
No, it's my cousin, Arvin. What up, Arvin?
Does he listen to this?
I don't think so. He knows you guys. I think he watched Parkour.
Mm. Cool.
That's a good one.
He calls Derek the alien.
Why?
I don't know.
Because I look like an alien. I think Chris told me about this.
Yeah. And then he just calls you Jorge.
Cool.
So,
Jorge and the alien.
Yeah, we were supposed to do videos, and then I think we had like a big disagreement on how it was supposed to be presented. Like I think he wanted to do like episodic, like you know, an overall story to the thing.
Yeah, yeah.
I was kind of like, well, no. And then yeah.
All right.
And we like argued. We sent like emails back and forth like 20 times, and then we're like, I'm done talking about this.
So it tore your family apart.
We're still cool.
And now it's here.
We're still cool. we don't talk about that. So I had that running for like an idea for that like that for a year, and I was like, I just wanted it to come out somewhere. So
cool.
Well, see, it's better to sit on an idea for a long time before you do it, because then you realize how much you really want to do it later.
But if you were to do it like right when you want to do it, you're super excited to do it.
I guess it might turn out bad though. Like,
what can movie turned out bad that you did right away? There's somebody to pick from, right, guys?
Yeah, there's like six of them. Well, Pokemon 2. I did that in like 48 hours.
But were you excited to do it?
No.
There's a difference.
And it turned out good to everybody else.
It's a complicated process.
Well, it's like getting a tattoo. It's good to think about your idea for like 5 years. And if you still want it, then it might be something that you're okay with having permanently on your body. So, if you think about a movie idea. That's why I always go back to like 2007 ideas that we've had. Mm-hmm. And I try to find something there. But nothing's been made, so... they'll just be that much better 5 years from now.
All right.
So next one,
next event happen
next month, just because we don't have any time to film.
Because Derek's
doing fun stuff.
Let's film it now. Come on,
Derek's
rock and roll. All right, fine.
Rock and
roll.
You
want to go? Let's go. Let's
podcast go. Over. that's been the theme of tonight. Rock and roll.
That one should be interesting. you had that sitting around, and then when I, like, put that thing on your wall, like, what was your idea again? And then you were like, okay, let's do it?
Yeah, very okay. much. No, it's like, basically, for the other one, we don't really talk about much, but, like, Derek pitched this idea to, hey, I have this thing, what do you want to do with it? I think this is kind of funny, and then I was just like, we should just do that. And then Phil agreed, and then... you guys didn't do anything. So then, like, my thought process went like, okay, how would you do that? And then...
wait, what are we talking about?
The other event.
Oh, yeah. You can't... well, you didn't really come up with an idea. You're just like, I have this.
No, but then...
no,
he,
I,
like,
didn't
he
pitch had, an idea. I pitched a prop.
He did. He said it would be a funny visual.
Yeah,
if
yeah.
such and such were like this. And I was like, that should just be the whole... he said, I don't know what to do, but it seems kind of funny.
I remember now. I remember this now. Yeah, it is funny.
But that's not coming out yet, so
no.
But these are short, so this is how you know it's mine, because they're short and they're just like punchline.
Short.
I don't beat the joke to death or anything. It's just
well,
wham, bam,
in the next
thank
one,
you,
kind of very quickly beat the joke to death.
But it's short. It's
yeah.
short. In and out, like a boxer, like Muhammad Jolie.
No. They should make a movie like that.
Whatever.
That's Chris's next event.
Speaking of boxing.
Yes?
We were talking about this last month. I was going to talk about Real Steel.
Oh.
So okay. Was it based on Rock'em Sock'em Robots?
No.
That's what a lot of people are saying.
It's based on a Twilight Zone story.
Wow.
About, it was like a... I think the Twilight Zone episode was based on like a short novel or something.
Huh.
Where it was a future where they made robots as athletes.
Okay.
It wasn't based on Rock'em Sock'em Robots.
That's what people are telling me.
That's I know people. I read a lot of reviews about just the movie or about the action figures and stuff, and they're like, they state it as fact, like this is based on Rock'em Sock'em Robots, very loosely. It's not. It was a story before.
I still think that movie should have come out in Japan first. Like, yeah. I just don't see, like, why is this coming out in North America? Like, this is something that Japan would just, like...
yeah, they'd eat it up.
Yeah.
Well, people seem to generally like it.
But, like, if you tell me that this was a Japanese movie first, I'd be like, yes. Yes, I understand. Yeah. But if you tell me no, like, some American dude thought it up.
This seems like one of those things that Quentin Tarantino would bring over because he thinks it's so super Asian cool.
But he stopped doing that, did he?
I don't know.
But then, like, the last thing he did was, like, House of Flying Daggers. And then, like, I think he realized, yeah, no one's really watching these.
That's an art film. He needs to do...
It's not an art film. How's that an art film?
Whatever. It's kind of artsy.
Not really.
It's more artsy than, like...
Iron Monkey.
I saw that. Or that Stephen Chow movie. The Shaolin...
Shaolin Monks?
Well, he did that too, right?
Soccer Monks.
What was that other one?
Kung Fu Hustle?
Yeah, Kung Fu Hustle. That's a good movie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Stephen Chow's good.
What's he done lately?
I don't know. I stopped following Asian cinema after, like, that store I go to, like, closed down.
Oh.
And then it's kind of hard to go into, like, a movie place and know if they actually have English subs on these. Mm. A lot of people be just like, yeah, no, just get it. It's good. $5, come on.
$5. So, nothing else upcoming. I think, like we said last time, we don't have anything planned, so it's a good thing that Chris came along with these two.
Christmas video?
I don't know, maybe. I have no ideas for anything. That's the problem. I have to come up with ideas for my school projects. And they're these lame things. By the way, any of you guys want to film something for my project?
For your project? Like what? Yeah.
Are they funny things or are they serious things?
It's kind of funny. It's humorous.
Okay, give an example.
I'm supposed to do one. The next one is supposed to be like someone has a goal and a few obstacles get in the way. So what happens is a guy accidentally kills his friend. His goal is to get rid of the body. And stuff gets in the way.
The basement.
No.
2007, the basement.
No.
You gotta bring Alex back.
No.
Creative consultant.
No, not the basement.
Is it being filmed in Mississauga or in Toronto?
Anywhere, I don't care. My house. Your new house.
Is your house in Mississauga or is it in Toronto? It's
Mississauga.
When does it have to be due?
As soon as possible.
Oh.
Like, I could film next week.
Derek can't film next week.
I know.
If you really need it, I'll be there.
Sweet. Wait, you're like in school all day.
Oh, I can't do it on the weekdays, yeah. Well, the weeknights, I can do it.
Okay, here's the problem. They give us cameras for 24 hours.
So when do you get, you have the camera from when to when?
I don't know. Whenever I want to get it.
Monday to Tuesday.
Monday to Tuesday.
So I'd have to film Tuesday because I got to go to school. All right, we're not going to figure this out on the podcast.
Yeah. But moving on.
Anyway,
this entire week I finished till 8, so I don't know if I can.
I don't know. I might just go do something else.
Okay, well, let us know.
Hey, what else has been going on?
Woo!
Nothing.
That's it.
School. What's going on with viral sugar? Like,
yeah, we're jacking.
Like,
yeah, so
like you,
okay. Ever since I got the job, me and Jude's schedules have kind of been like, hectic. It's like,
yeah.
All right, I'm working this time to this time. Okay, I'm working this time to. Oh damn, we can't work. Well, okay, I'm off on this day. It's like, well, I'm not off
well,
on that.
Like,
day.
How come you guys aren't just doing like news reports or?
Well, the thing is
stuff?
That we want to save that stuff for when like, cause we're gonna switch like sites. We're gonna switch servers and everything.
Oh.
So, A, we're waiting for that thing to be, like, fully completed. They're still in beta. And, yeah, so, like, we don't want to start writing content for, like, something that we don't really want to write on just yet. So that's why we just stick to doing the podcast. But, like, since our schedules are kind of not that great, can't really do it.
Yeah.
But, like, we have tried, like, I want to say 6 times to podcast. It would be me going to his place and be like, okay, we're going to do this. We're going to podcast. Nothing's going to get in our way. We get there. It's like, kind of hungry.
Well, it's just you and Kaylin.
I don't know. I don't know if me and Kaylin can work. I think Jude and Kaylin can work, but I don't think me and Kaylin can work.
Really? Why?
I don't know. It's just, there's a dynamic between Jude and Kaylin that's just, like, special.
So why not just Jude and Kaylin?
Cause Jude's like, I told him like, just do it and I'll freaking edit it. And he's like, okay. He's like, did you talk to Kaylin? No, I didn't talk to Kaylin. I thought you were gonna talk to Kaylin. Why do I have to talk to Kaylin?
Yeah, Jude doesn't seem like a go-getter.
Remember, he used to be. Remember when we used to watch movies and he'd be like, hey guys, when are we gonna watch this movie?
And the Halo stuff. And he was an organizer.
I don't remember that.
You don't remember the Halo stuff?
No, I don't remember him organizing anything.
He used to.
I just remember it was like, hey, we're coming. Alright.
But yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's what happens when you get mature.
And 25.
And 25.
Well, Kaylin's like 23.
Oh, that's true.
Well, Kaylin, that's why. He can't go and like initiate it. It has to be Jude.
Because he's the older one? He's the more responsible
He's
one?
The elder.
He's the more mature one.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. It's all good.
Yeah.
When I move, eventually, like, when I move out, then I'll have more. Because it's really weird to, like, podcast when, like, people are there, so I can't do it at night. It's just kind of weird talking.
Yeah, because you do it over Skype, right?
Yeah, Skype is cool. I like Skype.
Yeah, but it's weird, like, you're just talking into your computer.
Yeah, but you get it.
It's
get
not that weird, yeah, you get
just
used
sitting
to it.
There.
Me and Derek did it, so it's fine.
Yeah.
I don't like doing that. That's just weird.
Well, that's why you're never going to be on the podcast, though.
I don't like talking on the phone either, because you're just, like, something on your ear, and you're just...
Well, that's different. Like, here there's just a microphone, and you're just like... I get the whole thing like that.
Well, because everybody knows about a phone now, right? I mean, you should. But a computer, I think even though there's Skype and stuff, people don't really think of your computer as something to talk into. Like, you can type, but if you're sitting there and you're just, hello, and then nobody hears anything respond.
Phil's a FaceTime man.
Yeah.
Yeah. All about the FaceTime.
All about the FaceTime. Remember when video phones were futuristic, and now FaceTime is like, let's just use it. And when they came out with it, it wasn't even, whoa, it was just, hey, there's a video.
Do you sell video phones at Best Buy?
No.
Oh.
Weren't there actual video phones?
I don't know.
Yeah. Rogers used to push it a lot. Really remember the thing where the guy was in the mountains?
Yeah, yeah.
But then, like, you just see, like, a backpack over his head, but then it's like, oh, he's on his bed!
Yeah.
He's dumb.
We're in the future.
We are in the future.
It's really amazing.
So you guys didn't write a topic list?
No, I didn't. I didn't feel like... I thought about it a few times, and then I got really lazy.
Oh, you should put movies, games...
Yeah, there's nothing else going on.
Played anything?
Like, nothing special going on. Can Nothing-wise, Bar Sugar-wise.
Chris, how's Skyrim?
That's nothing Can Nothing-wise.
Hey, don't... Don't jump ahead. Don't be hasty, okay. Master Pippin.
Okay.
Remember that in Lord of the Rings, the Two Towers?
Hmm? Yeah.
Yeah.
So then what are we on?
We're on Can of Nothing stuff.
Oh, sorry.
Wasn't there a big announcement?
Was there?
Hey, what was your... Chris, you told us earlier you had a proposal.
Oh, yeah.
What is this?
Oh, do you want to hear this now?
Okay.
Should we? Okay. Or should it wait till the end?
No, it's fine now.
No? Okay, cool.
Okay. How do you guys feel about doing an HD remake of Batman?
Oh, that's so much work.
Episodic, alright? So we're not going to do it all. We're just going to, like, keep it, like, bare bones. We're not going to do all the stupid public stuff. Keep, like,
oh,
this...
No. Yeah,
this... Don't do that. We're not doing that. We're not doing that.
We have to... That's, like, half the fun.
But, Phil, you don't do that anymore. That's not you.
I want to do that for this.
Really?
That was it. That's the video. That's, like, part of it.
How do you
That's
feel
my
doing?
Proposal to you.
Well, you can do it. I'm not going to do it.
I don't want to do the Chinatown one, though.
Just put in the old one that you didn't use.
Right.
Because I was watching it. I was just like, dude, there's so much wind in all these stuff. And the exposure is all bad.
It's I know.
Like,
I watched it again recently, too.
Oh, really?
Like,
yeah.
Dude, if we do this in HD and get Derek to be the Riddler.
Oh, I see.
Then who's Big Boss?
Everyone is Big Boss anyway.
Yeah, Jude and me and Alex and whatever.
Then if we can get Alex, why doesn't he just be the Riddler?
Why are we getting Alex?
To be the Riddler.
Remember, never again. Two words that are key to Alex.
So, like, split it up into different and smaller episodes?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Maybe, like, a three-parter where, like, each time it's, like, Batman trying to figure out a riddle or something. I don't know.
Yeah... That sounds
HD remake.
Ambitious. That's huge.
And plus, my acting has gotten so much better than the last time. God, I hate watching myself.
And maybe this time we can use bottles that actually have stuff in them instead of drinking air.
Oh, right. We'll have to do that scene.
That was a good scene.
I always skip to, like, us waking up in bed. We should just start there. Let's just start there. Yeah. Let's wake up in bed and just be like, hey, what's up, man?
That should be the only scene. Yeah. At least that again.
HD remake.
HD remake of that scene. HD remakes a favorite scene in Can of Nothing movies.
So, yeah? Rock and roll?
Maybe.
Yeah. No, like, seriously, it's... like, just like thinking about the amount of time and, like, effort we put into that, and then, like, looking back at it now and just being like, this is fucking garbage.
I could still give another edit. I have an uncompressed original file.
But, like, wind is blowing on some of the scenes when we're outside, so, like...
Yeah. Well, it's still hard to avoid now anyways.
But now we have the mouse thing.
The dead cat.
That doesn't help that much. Not in strong wind. Need a blimp.
A blimp.
All right, so we're buying a blimp.
It's a blimp.
Okay. Sounds good.
You put the dead cat over the blimp. It's like super protection. I might buy a new mic anyways. I got a new recorder that takes XLR mics.
A new one again?
Yeah.
Or I've seen that the one that I've seen already.
No, that one here?
Yeah.
That we used today? No, I'm going to sell that.
Oh.
I bought another one.
What's wrong with this one?
Doesn't take professional mics.
Oh, okay.
Like yours, I can plug that one into it.
Okay.
Anyway. Yeah, I know. That sounds like a fun idea. It's just a lot
of
work.
I'm game.
I'm game too. It's just like, that's so much work. Look how long it took us to do that last time.
That's why if we split it up.
I know.
Over the next 20 years.
I know. I know how we work. So we're incredibly slow.
That's why we split it up.
It doesn't matter. Look at this thing today. It's 30 seconds long.
But when we're outside, we're more like, all right, we just got to do this. Like, we want to go back inside. Let's go back inside. Let's go back inside.
It's like, it's something we've already done, too.
So?
So like, that's why it's fun. Do you want to put so much effort into recreating the same thing?
So you're not George Lucas?
No. Not on the same level as George Lucas yet.
I would like to do that.
Okay. Hey, can we do episode 2 after? Like the real one?
Did we finish that?
We wrote it. Well, we didn't finish writing it. I think it was like 75% done.
So why don't we just do episodic 1 to 2?
That script was a mess.
No, that was a good script. Two-Face. I mean, not Two-Face. Harvey Dent.
Oh, yeah.
And
are you going to get Eric again? See, that's the thing with these Batman things. You
need people.
Yeah.
You need too many people. But that's part of the fun. I should wrangle all my filmmaking classmates.
No.
Why? They could be a Riddler.
Yeah, but are they cool like us? Will they get it? Or are they be no. like,
I'm not really sure, actually. I can't tell if they're like super artsy filmmakers, or if it just might seem that way sometimes because of the kind of stuff we have to make. Because even when I have to pitch my ideas, when I hear myself, like, that's kind of artsy-fartsy. That's dumb. I would never do this if I didn't have to do it for school.
But, like, don't you, like, talk to them?
Yeah.
Socialize with them? So then, like, shouldn't you get, like, a little grasp of, like, what...
I don't know. It's hard to tell.
Hmm.
You have to really hang out with people. Not just, like, hello, how are you today? Do you like this assignment? I do not like this assignment. Yeah, let's do it next year.
All right, rock and roll. All
right, when the weather gets better.
Weather's good now, bro.
Spring. It begins. Pre-production begins now.
Yes. Rehearsal. Yes. Here comes rehearsal.
We're gonna tighten up the script. We're gonna make it sound better. And then we're gonna do another rehearsal video.
Derek was a better Riddler in ways on the phone.
That's true.
I was a Riddler on the phone.
I don't think my acting would be better, though.
My acting will be better.
Your acting will be better, because you're just a regular guy. I have to be some dumb, masked character.
But your Batman was good already.
Yeah, but I don't like my acting.
But that's the whole point of the Batman.
Food, why isn't it red? No.
Well, that's why you have till spring to...
So many buttons. I hated that. Buttons.
That's why you have till spring to
rehearse and memorize all your lines.
Sure.
Or find a new Batman.
Hey, we need a new wireless
casting
mic.
Call.
No, I don't mean a new Batman as a new character, someone playing Batman. I mean, like, find a new persona that you play as Batman.
That's Batman. I like the persona. I don't like the acting.
Then change your acting.
It's like, you know, I in theory I like the character of Padme Amidala, but I don't like the way Natalie Portman does anything. If they got
Anne Hathaway.
Sure, why not? Anne Hathaway.
Yeah, she hot.
To be
Anakin Skywalker. Oh, that'd just be hot, yeah.
Yeah.
Why are you holding me back?
I don't know, she doesn't sound like that.
Yeah.
Did you see her Catwoman costume?
No, I just saw her on the bike. I was like, this is weird.
Yeah, it's the same thing, pretty much.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Did you see Bane?
I think you showed it to me at some point.
Yeah, he looks funny. I think it's going to be a funny movie.
Like, fun movie as in, like...
No, funny movie.
Oh, okay.
Oh, no.
But it'll be, Christopher Nolan's first comedy. So, yeah, look out for Batman.
Sweet.
Making his return.
I can't wait.
His HD return. Hey, if all goes well, we'll have a Blu-ray release.
Woo!
Nah. No? It'll be expensive. Oh. We'll charge like $50 a disc.
For what, all three of us that are going to buy it?
Sure. Hey, original music.
So here I am.
No, except for that one. Like, I'm going to contact Goldfinger and I'm going to license that music.
You could do. Yeah, why don't you just do like your own ska song?
No. That one's so perfect though. That works so
well. It's Batman so well.
I still have the edit file of that song because I knew I was going to reuse it. And I kept it.
See, if we're going to do this, like, I'm going to be at your place at like 9 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
And then I'll leave whenever you tell me. Fine. All right.
I'm up at 9.
I'm not up at 9. Derek's not up at 9. Wait, are you?
Right now.
For now?
Yeah, but see, that's not for filming. That's for all the little kids who require help becoming smart. Because they're too dumb to open a book on their own.
Wait, so Gorilla Scenes No?
Yes.
Gorilla Scenes Yes.
Gorilla Scenes Phil.
Yes.
Gorilla Scenes Phil?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, that, you know what? Some of that will be hard to recapture, like talking to the bus driver. I mean, that's just a fluke.
Well, I'd keep doing it until it happens again.
And find a way for to write me out of the, like, you know, just like you just go off on your own. And I was like, what? And then you do the gorilla stuff.
We'll just film a bunch of shots of you shaking your head and insert them every once in a while.
That's cool.
Yeah, I mean, I'm down for doing those again. Yeah. Like gorilla scenes.
Oh.
That's.
But like, I remember like you. There's
I'm the only one who cares about it.
There's this, like one podcaster like, can you do that anymore? Like, no, I can't do that anymore. Can't do that.
I can do it now.
Right now.
How about in a few months?
But that's because like, it's rock and roll right now. But like, right a few months from now, it's like.
I got all the adrenaline from the sugar that I just had.
Sleep on it.
I don't know if they have this in the States. The
The swirly?
Triple. Shut up. Swirly,
Wait,
what am I saying?
Robin!
The triple milkshake.
Robin and Justin, okay? You got. Or Mandaxter, if you guys are listening. When you get the soft serve ice cream and it's half.
It's a twist.
At McDonald's.
Just wherever. Doesn't matter.
Okay.
Half vanilla, half chocolate. What do you call it?
A twist.
Podcast at canonthink.com with your replies, please. Thank you very much.
Twist or swirly? Just vote.
Or
vote
just,
for what?
Or just half and half.
It's not half and half. It's a double double. That's not a double double.
So, Derek, how do you feel about doing a HD remake of Batman?
Yeah, I'm cool.
Yeah.
With all the new gear?
Yeah, see?
Like, the slider. Yeah. Imagine, like, a slider shot into the bedroom. Boom, boom, boom.
Can't use the same music though. Shut up.
Boom boom.
I'm gonna do boom boom. Yeah, I'm gonna do like my Prince cover. It'll just be these really bad renditions of it. They can't do anything about it.
So it's when it's like it almost sounds like, but not really is.
Boom 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 boom.
You should just get Derek to do all the music. That sounds like a Derek song.
It does.
Yeah. Would you be down for scoring in a 40-minute video or maybe 30 minutes this time?
Episodic.
I would do it with you, like split it up. I don't know if I'd do it all by myself. Like it would be too repetitive if I did. It would just all sound the same.
You know what though? Like music, I got so used to associating that music with that video. Like when I hear, I was watching Batman, and every time I hear some of that music, I guess this is Batman too, but all Edward Scissorhands.
Oh.
So I use some of that, and I always think of Batman when I watch Edward Scissorhands now. Or Chrono Trigger music. I always think of Batman. Like, that's our music now.
So let's use it.
No. Okay, we're just going to license everything.
Because, I mean, you're being Batman anyway. So, I mean,
that's true.
That's not...
Well, it's parody, right? It's not like we took a, you know, cut out a comic page of Batman and plastered it everywhere.
And said, Stan Lee did this.
But, so the idea of using original music instead is in order to, what?
Do so we the, can like, the, make the money main... on YouTube. We'll make our, like, 12 cents off this video.
And that's still cool with Batman?
Yeah.
Using Batman characters instead?
I guess so, yeah.
Okay.
You gotta look it up.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know how strict they are with this stuff. Cause sometimes they seem really strict. Like, I don't know. They just ask for your name, all your music tracks and this and that. But they also have the option to say, did you use pictures in this? And sometimes I say, yeah, I used pictures for the green screen. Like, nope, sorry. But then there are other times, like in Breakfast, I used a picture of the lion in that one shot. And I just said, no, I didn't use pictures in this. And they never caught it. And then in... The Judaism video, I got those pictures of like Sherlock Holmes and Twilight. Mm-hmm. I just said, no, I don't have pictures in this. And they didn't care. And it was okay. My thinking is, as long as you don't say yes, they don't bother to check. They just say, oh, there's nothing there. Next.
Well.
Well, let's stand up in court.
Well, they don't notice this because you guys get like not a million views.
Yeah, I guess. Maybe.
So they're just like,
well, give these 3,000 views.
Give these puny kids their money. Whatever.
We'll like, be they're nice 50 today. Cents.
Yeah.
I haven't checked recently how much we've made. It's probably like
$10?
$40.
$40?
Maybe.
What was it last time?
Wasn't it like $30 or no, it's more. I don't know. $20?
Time to retire.
20 is less than 30. I learned that in school.
I think you guys should do more shorts.
What kind of shorts?
Not like these like 6-minute videos.
Those are our shorts.
No.
Those are short.
Shorter.
They're in the like, short film like section.
3-minute videos.
Yeah, it's hard for us. Remember when I tried to do those 2-minute videos, and I only did most wonderful time of the year.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, that didn't pan out.
Oh yeah.
And even that one ended up being like 201.
That's okay.
No, I broke the rule.
You couldn't find 1 second to take out?
No. No, you know what? I think it's one of those weird YouTube glitches where they kind of add in or take away a second. Okay. I remember at the end of Draenor, I had the door slam sound, but then in the actual file, it goes poosh, and you get the full effect. In the YouTube one, it just kind of goes poosh, and it stops. So they
well, that's why you gotta have like space.
Yeah, I know. That's what I learned in editing class.
I mean, I already knew about that.
I know. I didn't take the class. Yes.
But I didn't take the class either. But I already knew that. Okay. And you've been doing like YouTube videos before you took the editing class.
Yeah.
All right. You still have all the costume stuff?
Oh yeah, I have everything.
You have the Riddler stuff too?
You have the coat and stuff, right?
I have to find
the hat something. Maybe? I don't know about the hat.
The hat you probably have in the garbage bag.
We need new friends, maybe. Man. Let's get someone else to be Riddler.
Yeah.
New friends.
You know any other like lanky white guys?
I know a fairly handsome Asian guy.
Okay. Who are we gonna get to play the thuglers?
They don't have to be in it.
Yeah, they do.
Episodic, come on.
And are we gonna go back to the Lakeshore Marina?
No, green screen.
Oh no. I'd rather go there. Yeah. Alright, shot for shot remake.
No, not shot for shot.
Recreate the wind.
No, just frame it the same way.
No.
So that was good framing.
Make it better. Don't just redo it.
Every shot on Steadicam. Moving.
No, come on, man.
Yeah. Have you heard of those kids who made the shot-for-shot remake of Raiders of the Lost Ark?
Yeah, you told me about that.
Yeah. Took them like 7 years.
And then I kind of said, well, that's nice. But doesn't it already exist like that shot for shot?
Yeah, that's what I was, yeah, it's already there. All right, next on the topic list.
What's next? What we got? Recommends?
Games? Oh, yeah, games, movies and stuff. You seen any movies?
Nope.
I feel like I've seen something.
Goonies.
Okay, with that. All right, probably talked about that a long time ago.
That's Phil's favorite movie.
How it's not Chris? My favorite movie.
Chris?
I haven't seen...
How's Skyrim, Chris?
I don't know. I haven't really played it all that much.
Oh.
I don't... It's like Oblivion. Except, I don't know.
Did you like Oblivion?
Not really. I didn't like that you had to... When you level up, like, the enemies level up with you.
Yeah.
But then also your, like, AI partners didn't level up with you, so it's like...
Yeah, they all get killed.
Yeah, it's like, you're just dead. I was like, what? How? Oh, great. But I don't know. It seems cool.
Playing anything else?
Weren't you going to get a 3DS?
You know, the funny story. My manager, he bought a 3DS for $120. Which I thought, oh shit, that's a good deal.
How did you get that?
It was on sale somewhere.
Oh.
And then he's like, yeah, I don't know if I really want this, because I don't know if you can pirate yet. So then I was just like, okay. And he's like, it's like, I might sell this for $100. Would you be interested? I was like, maybe I am. So then I text you. He's like, yes, get it. That's a good deal. So I don't know. I might be getting a 3DS.
Yeah.
My first paycheck I got at Booster Juice, I went to buy a game. And then I was like, I looked at the 3DS. I was like, I could get this right now.
Yeah.
Then like Jude said, no, don't do it. Don't be an idiot.
What? Well, I guess it's a good thing you waited.
Yeah, but I don't know if I'm gonna actually get it though. He might still want it for whatever reason.
If you suddenly you can pirate.
Or it's just suddenly he's like, no, man, this 3D, it makes sense. It's good.
3D, it makes sense.
It makes sense. How about you, Phil?
Yeah, so I got the Real Steel game.
Yeah.
I made a robot called,
Shagabadoo?
No, I don't remember what I called him. I probably just called him Ron John or something like that. Everything is Ron John nowadays.
And so what's that game like?
It's really weird to control. Because, what they do is every time you make a move, your energy bar goes down.
As with real life?
Yeah. So you realistic. Can't, like, continue. You have to be a really strategic fighter, and I'm not really like that. I just like to pummel, and then I die.
Pummel's a fighting word.
Yeah.
Now he's getting into it.
It's a good word.
Yeah. Yeah. It's an okay game.
Are you going to get all trophies in it?
No.
As a trophy thing, is that incentive for you to keep playing games?
No.
No?
I thought you used to like that kind of thing, like Smash Bros. Stuff.
The trophies, they don't really seem to lay them out for you and say, you can get this in the game. It's just kind of, stuff happens and you get a trophy.
Yeah, but some of them are like, you know,
yeah.
Take no damage beating this boss.
Yeah, but like, if it was in the game and they said, like, here's a list of trophies, try to get them all, I'd probably do that.
You press the PlayStation power button and then you go to trophies.
Oh. Save for doing sync operations. Oh.
Tell you just gotta get done with it. You just gotta bear through it.
Just do it and then like walk away for a while. Go to the washroom.
Yeah, film Batman.
Come back. It'll be done.
Yeah. It'll say error, something happened, please try again. So then you hit it up.
No. Well, I finished Shadow of the Colossus.
Cool.
And that was an awesome game.
You really liked it?
I loved it.
Wow. Yeah, I wasn't sure if that was for you.
It wasn't for me at first, and then I fought the first Colossus. I said, this is awesome!
You didn't get tired of doing the same thing over and over again?
No, it was fun. Like, just trying to... Actually, towards the end, I got kind of lazy. I went online, just tried and found out how to beat them.
Oh.
It was still kind of hard sometimes, but some of them are like, how would I ever think of doing this?
Like what? Like which one?
Like, there's one that, it comes out of the ground, and you have to shoot it in the eye. Like, it's running at you.
Oh, yeah.
And you get on your horse, and... Like, I would never think to do that, to shoot in the eye.
Because the camera, it zooms into his eye. Oh, it's all this, like, subtle stuff.
I don't remember that. I might have skipped the video.
No, it's accident. Like, just when you're, like, running away from it, like, it'll just show the eye. It'll kind of, like, slowly, really? Like, just zoom into it a bit.
Oh, I don't know.
See, this isn't because you're not a gamer. It's,
and, not used to oh, there was the...
he is now.
Not really.
The final one, where you have to, like, climb up it.
Oh, yeah.
And then there's the one part, you shoot it, you, like, stab it in the arm, and its hand comes up, you go over... Then you have to, like, shoot it in the shoulder.
Yeah,
so its hand
yeah.
goes over. I couldn't figure out that you have to shoot in the shoulder for so long. I was trying to jump from the hand
yeah,
over to
it. Yeah, I remember that
I fell, like, 50 times. I got so angry.
Yeah, that last one was a real pain. And...
yeah. It was all fun, though.
Did you see it as art? Was that a video game you can call art?
No.
Well, then you don't get it, then. What?
I don't know.
That game is art, bro.
Okay.
It's an event.
Yeah. It's thrilling, just getting on top of the Colossus.
But, like, don't you get it? Like, there's, like, vast world, nothingness, but only the monsters.
That was just kind of annoying. I got so frustrated trying to find some of them.
Yeah.
I can't remember that.
Because you run, like, one way, and then it's like, oh, the light leads you into a wall. Thank you. So, oh, there's an opening here. Turns out you have to go to the opening on the other side.
Yeah.
I just ran around a circle.
Like, that's even okay. Even, like, in Fallout, like, I think even in Oblivion, in Skyrim, too, like, you have your quest mark, and then, you know, it has that compass, so yeah. It just says, keep going north, and then eventually, like, there's a mountain in my way, you're telling me to go north? It's like, no, you gotta climb it, like, how am I supposed to know that this is the way?
Somehow people figure it out. Because they have patience.
Where's Derek been playing, or watching, or...
Yeah.
What's going on, Derek?
Not much.
How's school?
No, video games right now.
School of video games.
Oh, I've talked about school enough in the podcast.
I wasn't there. Oh. It's different. Now I'm here to like say, yeah, good job. Now you.
Oh, we talked during dinner also. We had dinner today.
Yeah, it was so good.
Me and Chris shared like a 50-piece platter.
A feast.
And I'm still full from it.
And see, my logic was, it was $60, but then Phil said... he only has $20, so I'm like, so technically this is like $20 off. So, smart. Because the other one was like, what, 30?
40.
40.
And you got like, 35 pieces.
Yeah. I don't know. 55 pieces for $60? It's pretty good.
It's just over $1 a piece. That's pretty expensive when you think about it. Actually, like this that piece little, of little, sushi little is $1.20.
So think of it like a vending machine.
Yeah. I hate vending machine places. Best vending machine was when I worked at No Frills, got drinks for 50 cents. Thank you.
Cool.
So what's going on, Derek?
Yeah, what have you been playing?
Nothing.
I saw you logged on to PlayStation sometime. What were you doing?
Well, Terry uses it too.
She doesn't have her own account? You asshole.
Come on, even my sister has her own account.
You're making your girlfriend get trophies for you.
That's like pimping.
That's like slave labor.
I know.
You don't play the Facebook games? I don't see any more like, Derek has done the chef thing. Or help Derek make more cakes in the store or something.
What game was that?
I don't know these games.
Oh, it might have been Restaurant City, but again, that was Terry using mine.
Great. No more chess or Scrabble?
Oh yeah, still chess and Scrabble once in a while. That's about it.
Are you good at chess?
No.
I have to face you sometime.
Okay.
Right now, let's go.
No.
Rock and roll.
Dude, it's like 12 o'clock. We got all night.
Blitz chess.
I've been playing... I got a used copy of Ratchet and Clank, Tools of Destruction, for like $6.
Yeah.
That game's awesome.
Is that the first one that came out on the PS3?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah, I played that one.
That's a lot of fun.
I like that vacuum gun.
Vacuum gun?
It's the one where you like suck stuff up and then you shoot up like...
I don't know if I have that.
Get it.
Are you sure it's in that game? Because I feel like I bought all the weapons.
Oh, okay. Maybe I'm mixing things up.
Or maybe I haven't used all
the
weapons.
Play the other one.
I don't know. What other one?
There's another one after.
Future? There's like three of them now, right? Three other ones? There's four games?
There's a downloadable one. Then there's another one.
That's like
one.
The second one, technically.
Not really. Let's see. Don't worry about it. It's not worth it. Downloadables don't count. Don't worry.
Okay. So there's three games. So well, I know there's a brand new one.
Yeah, but that one's a party game or something.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay, so there's two games.
So in like the canon, yeah, there's like two. Okay.
Yeah, I actually saw that one too. It was like $7. Like, I don't know if I'm going to like this, so I didn't buy it. Now it's gone, so maybe something. But I feel like I'm going to get burnt out from the game once I'm done it. I won't want to play anymore.
That is true.
That's true.
That is what happened when a lot of people played that game for the first time. You're like, oh, yeah, we...
Yeah, it's fun.
It's really fun, and then it's like...
It's one of those games where you can really... For some, maybe for me, I can sit there and play it for a long time, which doesn't happen a lot. And then I just get really tired. I don't feel like playing anymore after when I decide to finish.
But by that time, you've done everything, so...
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Good game. Anything else? Like games, movies, and stuff? Frasers?
Almost on your Frasers.
Yeah. Season 10. Frasers. Goodbye, Frasers.
Goodbye, Frasers.
I watched the last scene on YouTube.
Why?
I don't know. I was just looking at Frasier videos, and they're like, the final scene of Frasier. Okay.
Man, you worked this hard.
Who cares?
You spoiled the end.
Who cares? I saw the final... Seinfeld episode before I really cared about Seinfeld at all.
I saw the final episode of Smallville. I didn't watch anything else.
Oh, yeah?
I watched...
It was lame, wasn't it?
I watched some of the ones that were leading up to it with the guy.
Dark Side?
Yeah. And then the girl. Lame. And the girl. What's her name? The blonde girl, Chloe.
Chloe, yeah.
Yeah. I watched some of those, and then I was just like, okay, this is lame.
No, I think it ended really badly. Not really badly. Badly.
They should have brought back the black guy. Just be like,
what black guy?
The guy from the first season.
Oh, the friend,
Pete Ross.
Yeah,
yeah. Oh, he came back in a later season.
Oh, seriously?
And he ended up having powers. So he's like, so what? What now, Clark? I'm just like you.
Oh, so he became and a bad guy. He
became sort of a bad guy. Yeah. Aww. It messed with his mind.
Aw, the black guy.
But then he became okay after, and he's like, I'm gonna use my powers for good, like you.
So why didn't he help him defeat Darkseid?
I don't know. I don't know. I think he's just too weak. I don't remember what his power was. I think he like threw fireballs or something. Or slime. I don't know. One of those things. Maybe he didn't throw anything at all. Pete Ross saving the day.
What's next? Or you got more to say?
I don't know. I feel like I've done a lot, but I can't remember anything now. I got Mario 3D Land. Mario Land 3D. What's it called? I don't
remember. Mario Land 3DS.
Mario Land 3DS.
Super Mario 3DS Land.
I hate the, just put those things in all their titles.
Well, see, Land is small, like the handheld, as opposed to World, where it's big, like the console. That's why they do that.
Yeah. It's a fun game. It's in 3D. Sometimes when you think you're going to jump somewhere, you don't because you can't sense the depth.
So then what happened? Like, do they make hints of if you're not playing in 3D to make it obvious? Or is it just, like, too bad?
No, it's not. They don't do it that much. There's, like, some bonus areas sometimes where you have to stand on a certain spot so it tilts the perspective and then you can sort of see what they're actually trying to do with it.
But, like, if you weren't in 3D mode, like, is there a way to, like, notice, hey, something's up? I should be doing something here?
Not really.
Oh. So how do you kill Bowser in this game?
Well, you jump on... It's just like in the first original Mario game. Also, you like, get around to the other side and
grab
jump
his tail,
thing.
Spin him around.
No, you don't touch him.
The axe or whatever?
Yeah, this one you jump on a button.
Shoot fireballs?
And then the bridge breaks.
Oh, okay.
Can you shoot fireballs at him until he dies?
No.
Can you shoot tall fireballs?
Maybe you can, actually, but I haven't tried it.
Try it.
I don't have the patience for that.
It's 12 fireballs. They come out in threes.
Well, okay, that was the original game. Yeah, it's a pretty easy game. But apparently they have those really hard levels after you beat the whole thing, like in Mario Bros. Wii.
Oh, yeah.
There are a lot of hard levels in, what was it? That SNES one?
The Lost Levels? Or World?
No. The one with Yoshi. Where Yoshi
Yoshi's game. Island?
No, the one where Yoshi was first introduced.
That Super Mario World one.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That one was like where they had
the specials.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Those were hard.
Yeah.
Watching Kaylin playing that, like, dude, what the fuck? Why are you doing this?
I don't know, bro. It's cool. I'm like, all right.
Yeah.
Yep.
Hey.
Hey.
What do you recommend?
What do you recommend, Chris?
Happy birth month, Phil.
Happy birth month, Phil.
I got a gift.
Where's it? Dude? Where's my cake?
Where is it?
Where's my cake?
You're the one that has it,
it's,
right?
It's, Oh, yeah, sorry, I didn't get you cake.
What?
Dude, this was, like, on the fly. Whatever.
Okay. This is the first time... Thank you.
See?
There you go.
Cake, see?
Wavy undulies.
Wavy like a cake.
Thank you.
And like a girl's hair.
I really don't want to eat chips right now.
Well, then, did you really want to eat cake right now?
No.
See?
We knew this would happen. That's why we didn't get you cake.
These are good.
But here you go.
Oh, thank you.
Very special wrapping for you.
I wonder if people can't see it.
That's okay.
I didn't think there'd actually be anything in here. I thought it was an actual, like,
no, it's a real present for you.
I thought it was a broken racket. They put it inside a tennis racket case. And it's a 50 Cent Blood on the Sand.
It's a good game.
Previously played. So you know how much someone's enjoyed this before. I can feel the love in it.
It's a good game. You should play it.
I know, so I've heard. Thank you.
There's a part with a ramp.
I'm going to open it. So,
so good.
Wait, what?
There's a part with a ramp. Just look out for the ramp.
The ramp?
Yes.
Is this
best,
like GTA?
Best game with a ramp.
You just run around and do stuff?
Or there There's like a part with a ramp, and someone says, yo, hit that big-ass ramp. All right? And then you will hit the big-ass ramp. You'll be like, yes, that was indeed a big-ass ramp.
I can't play this with my parents around. They won't like it.
And don't worry, the ramp comes fairly early.
So like I just keep doing that over and over.
No, it only happened once.
Really?
One is all you need, man. Like, you'll see that, you'll be like, all right.
This is awesome.
How's the condition? It's okay?
Perfect.
All right, good.
So,
MIB, mint in box.
Funny story, or not really, but Derek texted me that, said, hey, I got Phil 50 Cent, and then I was like, wouldn't it be funny if I also got him 50 Cent? So I went everywhere trying to look for it, I couldn't find it.
Oh.
Yeah.
Not a used copy, at least.
No, not any copy.
Not at all.
Not at all. I went, like, in Toronto, there's no copies of 50 Cent Blood in the Sand.
Cool. Well... It's rare then. I'm glad I have it.
Yeah, there you go. Collection.
So you can play this on PlayStation Network?
You go online.
Really?
Two-player co-op, yeah.
Ooh.
Only online though, not offline.
But now you have to find another copy.
Oh! So if I just be like DS download play or something.
Yeah.
That would be cool. Well, maybe I can find someone out there who has it. And we can...
Yeah, hook up on some message.
Hey, we can be 25 cents each.
Well, no, you'll be 50 Cent and the other guy will be his part of his rap posse.
Oh.
He ruined it, Chris.
Dude, that is the half of like the best parts of 50 Cent Blood the Sand. A good other portion of it is the ramp part.
That's it. Well, okay. That's the other half.
There's the ramp and then there's manual taunts. So like you can make him say whatever the fuck you want. Like he'll be like, I'm gonna fucking kill you motherfuckers. And you just say it over and over again. You can buy taunts. That's all I did in that game. And Jude got mad at me. He said, dude, you should buy, like, weapons. No, all I'm going to do is buy taunts. There's one taunt where it says, I'm going to kill your entire fucking generation. Like, okay.
Awesome. Hey, we have a reason to use the old sensor. Podcast sensor now.
Ooh. Podcast sensor?
Boom, boom. You remember?
Well, I'm trying to remember what I said.
It was a song.
It was all legit. It was all good.
Let's leave it all in.
All right.
Yeah?
Just for this... No.
No, when it comes to anything related to 50 Cent...
Okay, yeah.
That's the 50 Cent rule.
Okay. That part will remain intact.
50 Cent rule can be... You can be explicit.
So long as it's related to 50 Cent.
Yes. Just making 50 Cent every time now. Yeah. What do you recommend?
Orange Tic Tacs.
Okay, don't lame out.
No, actually, I haven't had those in a really long time. I really, really liked them when I was a kid. So when Phil was like, yeah, I want a Tic Tac, I was like, which one is it? Orange.
Like, I really like the orange ones. I asked someone at work today, like, do you want a Tic Tac? Is it orange? Yeah.
Because they're awesome.
So, yeah, they are the best ones. Thank you.
What do you recommend?
I recommend the place where I got my wicked new watch for $20 called etimecollection.com. Actually, I bought it on eBay, but that's their website.
Cool. What kind of stuff they sell? Like, other just watches?
Cheap watches.
Cheap watches?
That look expensive.
Do they work?
Yeah, it works.
Can't tell without that crazy designs on it.
I think it just wiggles.
No, it works.
Okay, I believe you.
It's wicked. It this goes well with my 50 Cent Blood in the Sand game. Just bling it up while I play.
Chris, what do you recommend?
I recommend sleeping over at Derek's place tonight.
All right, let's all do that. Right. You guys want to come to video shoot with me tomorrow?
Don't chicken out on me.
No, I'm not doing that. I'm going to go home.
Dude.
I'm going home, man. You can sleep here.
But, like, I'll be alone.
Derek's here.
No, I'll be up in his room sleeping.
You sleep in his room, then. Get a mattress. He has an ergonomic chair, so you can sleep in that pretty comfortably.
I do?
Yeah, isn't your chair ergonomic?
Sure.
Shouldn't all chairs be ergonomic?
Not the ones in music class.
Aren't they?
No, I don't remember.
They're meant to help you sit straight?
That was a terrible joke. Okay, let's just keep going.
It's not a joke.
It was a terrible joke.
It's still a joke. Well, it should have been.
But that's
a joke.
Why. Just move on. All right, move on. Next on the topic list.
Emails.
Hey, we don't have any, and I'm not gonna check if we. Oh no, we do have one. This always happens. Someone sends one right after we release the podcast.
Okay.
So we got one from someone I don't remember.
I wonder if Ben Daxter still listens to this.
And I don't know. And I think yeah, I remember
I don't
this
care
email.
Like that. Maybe Corey Yip is listening to this too. That guy's Ooh. Crazy. God of Acorns.
Oh.
If you're listening to this, you're a crazy guy, man. Keep doing what you're doing. You too, Derek. Keep doing what you're doing.
Okay.
Even if you don't like it, keep doing what you're doing.
Okay.
You get my subtext there?
Yep.
Okay. Phil?
Huh?
You stick to wedding videos.
Okay.
Hey, if you got a wedding and you're in the Canada area, Ontario area, really, let's be more specific. Phil will record it for $5,000.
Yeah. Why is it in junk mail?
Wait, I didn't go to junk mail. Fan mail. There we go. Yeah, this is about the Real Steel game. So, this came from Justin B. Evans. And he said, have you guys played the Real Steel game?
Oh.
I would download the demo, but I don't think my body can handle it. Sent from my Ibwang. Yeah, I've played the Real Steel game. And I think you should not... No, don't download the demo. Download the real game.
How much was it again?
Probably $10.
$10.
Might have
like
been $8.
The universal thing is $10.
Yeah.
All right.
I bought a Nobi Nobi Boy, and I really
yeah, you did.
That.
Pac-Man, Pac-Man.
I was like, this is like $3. How bad could it be? I don't know what's going on in that game.
Pac-Man, Pac-Man.
All I did was I stretched them as far as I could, and then I turned it off.
Did you report to girl?
I don't know how to do that.
You gotta go to space and report to girl.
Oh, okay.
Then you feed her your length.
Yeah, because when I was reading reviews, they're like, oh, it's so like, it's like a community where you all contribute to this thing. And then it's awesome.
I don't know what reviews you were reading. Pac-Man, Pac-Man. Did you get that far at least? Did you finish all the Pac-Man, Pac-Man stuff?
No.
Really? That's like the tutorial.
Oh.
It says to move camera, Pac-Man, Pac-Man. Press Pac-Man,
yeah.
Pac-Man to
I guess
move the
I
camera.
Did that. Yeah.
That's the best part.
Yeah. But after that, there's not a whole lot else to do.
Well, you go, Nobi, 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 boy.
No.
I play until that song ends, and I'm like, alright, no more.
Yeah.
Good stuff. Alright.
Alright.
Is that the podcast?
That's the podcast.
Should probably wrap it up.
Thank you for joining us.
No, we still got a lot to talk about.
Thanks,
Chris. 9%, 99%, 1%, Toronto. We gotta do something together. We gotta union. We gotta occupy.
Real. I found that Arthur Nomic site again. was really
cool. We should occupy orthodontics, and maybe orthodontics will answer the 1%. And I saw a clown in high school, during Halloween, and he had the 1% on his face. I'm just like, I don't get this. Are you supposed to be 1% clown? Does that mean like a really funny clown? Or are you just like not one of the 1% not funny clowns? But then it was just like, oh, whatever. And then like he was with this girl, and this girl was like, total slut, dude. He's like wearing like these short shorts or something, and like these like knee-high boots. Like, what the fuck is this?